Some people hoped that the show Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 would be the next Hamilton, a musical that invigorates Broadway, attracts young, diverse audiences, and employs a multiracial cast. Instead, it's closing, in part because of a controversy over casting and race, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The Great Comet is based on the Russian novel War and Peace.
Las Patrias!
And this is all your program. You are at the opera. Gonna have to study up a little bit if you want to keep with the fun.
It received rave reviews and 12 Tony nominations, including one for recording star Josh Groban.
There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here.
And for the show's female lead, Danae Benton.
Andre, where are you? I want him now at once, to embrace him and cling to him. No one can understand.
Benton is African-American, something else the show was praised for, a multiracial cast. Nearly half of the actors in The Great Comet are non-white. The backlash started when Josh Groban ended his run playing the drunk and depressed Pierre.
What about Pierre?
Josh Groban is a big star. He sold a lot of tickets. On average, the show made about $1 million a week. But as often happens on Broadway, he never planned to play the part forever. His replacement was Akariete Anaudwan, an African-American actor from the original cast of Hamilton. When I interviewed Anaudwan in May, he said he was thrilled to join the show.
It's important to see yourself represented, and this is such a diverse cast. The kinds of people, even the voices, all the voices are completely different.
Ticket sales dropped during Anaudwan's run as Pierre. To boost the box office, the show's producers invited Mandy Patinkin to take the part. The Tony and Emmy-winning actor had seen The Great Comet both on and off Broadway. He told NBC's The Today Show he was a fan.
And just being surrounded by this music and all of these wonderful, gifted young people and the energy of it.
But the decision to replace a black actor with a white one led to a Twitter storm. The website Broadway Black wrote that Anaudwan's abrupt replacement raises questions about how black actors are valued and supported within Broadway. Broadway Black editor Andrew Shade says it was disrespectful to Anaudwan and all too common.
People of color in the community don't want to get the sort of the stick, they don't want to get the crumbs, and that's what it sort of feels like at the moment.
Tony-winning actress Cynthia Erivo called the decision distasteful and uncouth. Responding to the criticism, Patinkin canceled his appearance. Then there was a backlash to the backlash. Great Comet fans and cast members took to social media to defend the show. In an open letter, cast member Azudi Onyejukwe wrote that while mistakes were made, he found the show's white creators to have a, quote, thorough, nuanced, pragmatic approach to diversity. Deep Tron covered the controversy for American Theater Magazine.
The fans of the show rightfully pointed out, the show is the most diverse on Broadway, so why are you making it a target?
Tron says, in the end, The Great Comet both proved and disproved some of the misconceptions about what is commercially viable on Broadway.
There's still that bias that only white voices can make money. That show was very diverse, but at the same time, that show also had a white lead.
Josh Groban, a very hard act to follow. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Who's that madman?